Coming up very shortly, Paul Moth plumbs the heights of chicanery, hucksterism, and greed affirmation with Kirby Garland, this year's Silver Shill on the Great Eastern.
It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern.
One pepper satisfies the culinary needs of the entire country for a whole year.
Everyone knows the commission's decision is tied to national tonsorial issues.
And sports, movies, cheap ones anyway.
You hear them. You hear them if you listen really closely.
Hello, Canada, privet! Gotham, Dian, Iceland, Newfoundland, what are you saying? On today's show, timely assistance for the giddy world traveler, on the bubble with the silver shill, and rooting out endemic evil for public display. All this for you, live from the old town, with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. It's time for Word Works, a look at literary goings-on in our chunk of the sphere. Joining me now, our page of the page, our muser on the muse, Kathleen Hanrahan.
Hello, Paul.
You are looking tanned and rested, Kathleen, I must say.
Well, just back from Mystique. Oh, Dirk and I have a little hideaway down there.
And I was picturing you sweating it out on a slab at some grotty little tanning salon.
What about you, Paul? Any vacation plans?
Well, as a matter of fact, if my application for annual leave is approved by the BCN Board of Governors, I'll be winging my way south next week.
Oh, where to?
I'm not sure yet. I joined one of those last-second clubs, decide at the gate kind of thing, you know?
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah.
You'll definitely be interested in today's titles, then.
Ah.
Both of them drenched in tropical sunshine.
Yeah, man. What are winter-weary appetites?
Well, first up, The Tough Guide to the Caribbean. It's a savvy, street-smart manual for the traveler who wants to get behind the tourist facade.
I should borrow this copy to take along. Look at that. It says right here on the cover, a savvy, street-smart manual for the traveler who wants to get behind.
You know, Paul, with so many Caribbean societies in crises, venturing beyond the barbed wire of your tourist resort can get a little bit risky.
Yes, the Caribbean miracle, I think the IMF calls it.
Well, the Tough Guide gives you tips on getting the best prices, where to go for authentic local cuisine, that won't have you running to the John, how to stay out of trouble, and it also tackles a lot of gritty issues that most guidebooks avoid.
Let's have a look. Toilet trading in Tobago, organ markets of the Lesser Antilles, value for your hooker dollar, huh? Right, of course. Yeah, I guess if you ask. Renting a customs official? Who's got the hottest hot sauce? Now we're talking. And the winner is, Kathleen?
The Isles des Bahamas.
I've never heard of the place myself.
Well, according to the Tough Guide, the cuisine of the Bahamas makes the legendary spicy dishes of Trinidad seem positively pale.
Doesn't scare me.
No?
No, I have quite a tolerance for hot peppers, Kathleen. An appetite, you might say. In fact, back in 82, I won a chili eating contest against the Mexican champ, Edgar the Volcano Martinez. It earned me Macho del Año honors in Jalapa.
Well, I wouldn't recommend putting your title on the line in the Isles des Bahamas.
Oh, no.
Listen to this. The island chain is home to the rare scorpion chili. Each year, 20 men are selected from the villages and sent into the hills to hunt the deadly capsicum. Rarely do more than 5 of them return. One pepper satisfies the culinary needs of the entire country for a whole year. The merest pinch is sufficient to breathe fire into such local dishes as Beelzebub pod.
Ah, pussy pepper. Bring it on. I fear nothing. Have you ever sampled a Dutch bonnet, Kathleen? Jamaica's own Grim Reamer? The Culo de Fuego pepper of the Yucatan? The Grand Magma de Sonora?
Paul.
You want to see something really
Paul,
hot, baby?
Paul, snap out of it.
I'm sorry, Kathleen. It's that pepper machismo thing. I was back in the Mexican desert there for a second.
Well, that's The Tough Guide to the Caribbean from Island Books, and it goes for $19.95.
Money well spent. Next.
Sun worshippers. the history of a little-known religious order that established a convent on the Caribbean island of San Sachmo. The author, Jeanette Harris, is head of women's studies at UNSJ. And the book is part of a recent scholarly trend that sees nuns in a positive light as feminist pioneers.
Feminist pioneers?
What?
We crypto-lesbian separatists.
Paul.
All right. But let me tell you, Kathleen, a few of my relatives were nuns, and not a single one among them was a feminist pioneer, I assure you. For the most part, they were miserable, reactionary, conniving old prudes. For obvious reasons, I can't be sure of this, but I think they were all dykes.
Well, this book might just change your view, Paul. Sun Worshippers is about the Sisters of Eternal Surrender, a teaching and nursing order dedicated to complete selflessness.
Sure.
They were originally a French order, but gradually they transferred all their operations to the New World. Their gospel was to deny no petitioner's request, and the girls in their charge were taught the same credo.
No, they had to comply with any request?
Any request.
Well, obviously, I guess a holy request.
No, I think it's any request.
Holy or unholy. What's the name of this island again?
San Sachmo.
Tough guy, Kathleen. Tough guys.
Sun Worshippers is published by UNSJ Press at $39.95.
Thank you, Kathleen Hanrahan. Always a pleasure to have you aboard.
Not at all, Paul. And I hope you get that vacation.
I might get to Mystique, yes. Why don't you just give me the keys to your place?
I'll mention it to Dirk and get back to you.
Fantastico. San Sachmo, here it is.
Så kallt i hampar och suga in hej, dundra dudri 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 dej. Där 77 piger stod ut i ring, hej, dundra dudri dudri dej. Når som han kom på rostuga in, hej, dundra dudri 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 dej. Där 77 piger bädda hans säng, hej, dundra dudri dudri dej. Det var en man som var så god till att lulla, så väl han lullade då han gick väl. Det var en man som var så god till att lulla, så väl han lullade då han gick väl. Sankt Hansen att det var icke lång, hej dundra dudri 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 dej. Men 77 vägger kom han på gång, hej dundra dudri dudri dej.
There's something about those suave Swedes, hey? That was Martin Martinson and Jeheren son och han hette Jan. Okay, everybody, quieten down now, quieten down. Put that kettle back on the stove and turn up this radio. It's time for the most important moment of our broadcast day. An instant of karmic camaraderie between you and me. Time to pose the mind-blasting quizzle. What's that noise from Newfoundland? Surely you know how we play the game. We have recorded the merest hint of some irredeemably and irrevocably Newfoundland sound, and your job is to guess what it is. Hollis Duffett vouchsafes for the veracity of the noise, and he is also its keeper. Hollis, may we hear some of it now? Thank you, sir. I'll reach down there, way down into a mailbag, down to the bottom, and fetch out an entry which will serve as this week's... And it's an email all the way from Halifax, our junior Marine sibling, to the west. And this is good, hey? It seems we haven't been receiving many entries from Canada recently. I don't know. Hollis tells me there's been a labor disruption at the CBC. Well, gosh, I sure hope they settle that before there's a... Oh, it is settled. Well, that is good news. Our contestant today from Halifax is Catherine Feely, and she writes, "Hello, I think the noise is ice freezing on the lake somewhere in Newfoundland. I suppose it might be an iceberg, but it is probably the surface of a body of water freezing." Well, over to you, Hollis. How about ice freezing on a lake, as opposed to... Yes, you are right. That's Catherine Feely of Halifax, Nuevo Escocia. It is, in reality, the sound of ice forming and crunching and growling on historic Kitty Bitty Lake, the site of the annual Royal St. John's Regatta. Congratulations, Catherine. We'll be in touch about your BCN souvenir. Those lucky Canuck listeners, eh? Now, once the contest has a winner, we don't fool around. We play on! A new Newfoundland noise awaits, and Hollis Duffett knows what it is. Hollis, can we hear it, please? Oh. just where does all this creative cacophony come from? Well, if you feel you already have the correct response, write it down on a piece of paper and mail that paper to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can email your guess, and that address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. Coming up after the Great Eastern, it's Look It's. Today, Look It's Back to Work legislation. Host Ricky Parabrame tagged along recently when the gang from Local 237 of the Union of Public Pastry Chefs, Icing Pipers, and Doughmen set up their picket line in front of the House of Assembly, only to get forced back to glaze the Great Confederation Tort served at the Premier's Ball. Let them eat cake today on Look It's. Wednesday night, it's a special edition of 30 for 60. Quizmaster Lofty Noel cast Jacks for Dealer live at the Star of Palestine Hall in a two-hour Call for Your Partner, Go on the Kitty, Phantom Renegade, Conductor Caboose, Reverse Order, Dollar a Point, No Hole Game of Railroad Auction. Bring your own cards and baskets to the Old Pal Wednesday night at 9. Or follow the fun at home on 30 for 60. On Friday night at 9, join host Darren Tucker for Mysteries of Newfoundland. This week, Darren investigates the town of twins. Inexplicably, Grand Falls, Windsor has the highest rate of twin births in the semi-industrialized world. While in Central, Darren visits the bog people of Tilly's Brook. Who are they? When did they go bog? And just what do they expect to find at Tilly's Brook? That's Mysteries of Newfoundland, Friday. A full schedule of entertaining and informative programming only on BCN 520, serving the island for over 60 years.
And the winner of this year's Silver Shill is again Kirby Garland of Andre Lander and Associates. Welcome, Kirby.
Thank you.
2 years running. Wow.
Well, hype being such a part of this business, they're always upping the stakes. You know, you win 1 year, big deal. But as you say, 2 years running. Wow.
And this business is, of course, marketing. As the Marketing and Advertising Overachiever of the Year, you were declared Silver Shill. But the award itself, the coveted statuette, is called...
The Whammy.
Thus your double whammy.
Right.
Can I see it?
It's real silver.
Wow, the whammy. Well, I should describe it. Phallic, certainly.
Well, of course. That's always a good starting point in advertising.
And there's a scantily clad woman on top driving a great huge truck, and she's throwing money out the window.
It's a beautiful trophy.
Now, what could you possibly have done to deserve it 2 years running?
Well, this year, the innovation which really put a lock on it was the talking bubble.
Oh, yes, I read a press release about that. Talking soda pop bubbles. And I'm finding it hard to believe. Well, they clone sheep and those news anchors, too, so I guess...
I brought some in, so you can vouch for me.
So it's in production?
No, this is a prototype.
Kirby has what looks to be a normal can of soda pop for Long's Lime Wizard. Coincidentally, one of my faves.
I know.
Get out, really?
Well, I made an informed guess, given your demographic fingerprint.
That would tell you that I prefer Lime Wizard to, say, Orange Shally or Nabacola?
Yeah, Lime Wizard is a nostalgia drink. Mm. Its market is primarily older folks.
Which... Older? Just a second, Kirby. I'm 50. It is older, isn't it?
Oh, and happy birthday, by the way. I heard the party on the show last week. I wish I could have been here.
Yeah, sure. I believe we were discussing the geezer market for Lime Wizard.
Yes, its market, as I said, is primarily older folks with a nostalgia for the past. Or?
Or
those with what we call standing temporal inertia. People stuck in the past.
Oh, come on, it's a good drink. I drink it because I like the taste. Now, talking bubbles, as if...
They talk. Yeah. They're not going to recite Shakespeare yet, but our confectionery engineers have designed bubbles that deliver short, simple messages.
Now, this is that subliminal stuff where there's like a couple going at it hidden in every ice cube.
No, the messages are liminal, I guess. You hear them. You hear them if you listen really closely, but they won't disturb you. They don't intrude.
These messages are transmitted by the effervescence?
As the bubbles pop, they emit sounds of various frequencies, depending on their size. The larger bubbles emit lower frequencies.
Smaller, higher frequencies.
Right.
I get that. Okay, the lime wizard's getting warm here, Kirby.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Oh, wait now. That's diet lime wizard.
Yes.
Did you bring any cheesies or anything?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, this is a job after all. I can't hear a thing.
You've got to put it in your mouth, Paul.
Hmm? Oh. No, boy, I'm getting nothing. Nothing. Not getting the buzz at all. You trying to rip me off, Kirby? Because if you are... Sorry. Old habits, you know? No, nothing. Lingering metallic aftertaste of aspartame, but that's about it.
Give it a second. It occurs at the boundary of perception.
My boundaries of perception have taken quite a beating over the years, so no chips or pretzels or anything.
Sorry. Anything now?
No. Please. Well, you know who makes the best cheesies? Oh, wait now,
mm-hmm.
wait!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a second. I got something that time. Let's see. Quah, quah, quah. That's very strange. Fa, fa, and then the tie, or tee tee, or hee hee. Fatty.
Yes, fatty.
Fatty?
It's a reinforcement for the consumer of the diet product. We have a youth-oriented product that says, buy more, mom, buy me more, and soon we're going to have a beer.
You won't believe what it just said to me.
Here, let me have a sip. Oh, yeah. That's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah, a little risque. A few bugs left to work out, I'd say.
Probably the team that developed it, the young guys, just having a little fun.
Young people, hey, they disgust me. Kirby Garland of André Launder, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks for dropping by with your little bubble act.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Continues in a state of perpetual chaos, mostly owing to the wisdom of people the likes of whom make up our panel on political culture. They are lefty representative of the double X chromosome, host of BCN show trial, Ariel Flint.
Double X and proud.
And ravishing as usual. I can say that now, what with the advances made by Allie McBeal and Annie Sprinklewhite?
Yes, you can.
Just for my own purposes, Ariel, could I refer to you as the Queen of Denmark?
No, you can't.
Fine then. Also with us, pundit and pollster J. Richard Kandow. Why so blue, J.R.? The right's winning. Children will soon be back down the mines.
Children will soon have the right to work in mines, yes.
He's Suki because of the CBC strike.
Yeah, I just heard about that earlier in the broadcast. They were striking for a better quality programming then?
No, it was a job security issue.
What was your part in this strike business, J. Richard?
Well, I'm not really sure. I want to talk about this.
He and his cronies offered to buy the CBC's regional services.
For a good price. And it was a good solution for everybody. The CBC could concentrate on its operations in Toronto. God knows they have enough problems there. And my outfit would have continued to utilize those licenses. And facilities, naturally.
You cannot claim that you would have provided the same service.
I can claim it. I did claim it. It was still going to be called the CBC, Kando Broadcasting Corporation.
And what about regional news?
Well, inasmuch as it related to our core service, sure, we would continue to provide it.
Well, what would be your core service?
Softcore.
Pornography.
And sports. Movies. Cheap ones, anyway. Look, the CBC uses it for ad revenue. What's the difference? Oh, there's no point in reasoning with you people. You were wearing free Roy Bonesteel buttons until last month.
Free
about
Roy Bonesteel.
Also with us today, I confess, Carl, I'd forgotten about you, Carl Johnson, Val Manis Chair in Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's.
All right.
You are, I had it scratched down here.
I'm at home.
Why didn't you come into the studio, Carl?
Well, I got confused. I thought, isn't there a picket line down there?
I really got to straighten this out. I had no idea, you know, that we weren't being broadcast in Canada. Ow.
bang, I played Valdi last week. Why?
How does that work? Like, why is this show carried by the CBC anyway?
Let me see if I can get this right. The CBC provided the RNP, that's the Radio Nacional de Panama, with some radio transmission hardware back in the 60s. And the Panamanians were to compensate the CBC with programming, which turned out to be the Great Eastern.
But how is it that the Panamanians had the Great Eastern in the first place?
Well, rights to the Great Eastern were swapped to them by the Newfoundland government for bauxite.
Yeah, but why did they give the CBC this show in particular?
They didn't have anything else. The Radio Nacional de Panama is not really a broadcaster, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
Yes, it is confusing.
Why weren't you on strike? I mean, what union are you in?
Well, I'm a proud member of the Bakers and Broadcasters, Carl. This
Radical
show
outfit
used to be sponsored by Colonial Bakery, so the staff doubled. Huddles is telling me now that we were swapped with Panama for bismuth. Not bauxite, but bismuth. Vital in the preparation of Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah,
still on the politics of broadcasting, we are up our own. First, Celine Dion denounced by the Bloc, and now is Rex Murphy a Newfoundlander? The Newfoundland Radio and Telegraph Commission says nay.
Rex makes his money on the mainland, talking about mainland stuff. Nobody here takes him seriously. He's from Placentia, for God's sake.
Let's not dance around this one. Everyone knows the commission's decision is tied to national tonsorial issues.
I'm sorry?
Rex has set back Newfoundland hair decades. It's payback time.
Look, the doofus do isn't helping his case, it's for sure.
I've always found Rex attractive.
But the commission is officially asserting that his contribution to a broadcast does not constitute Newfoundland content, and so therefore is ineligible for points toward government subsidy.
The so-called Film Flam Fund.
Yeah, I'm actually using the fund to produce an erotic thriller, which is 100% Newfoundland content under the regulations.
Mm, really, J.R.? Erotic, thrilling, and local.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but where I live.
Listen, we're still casting around for a couple of supporting roles, Aaron, if you, want to audition.
Scam! Let's see a public accounting of who's getting what little money there is in that.
Okay. That's fascinating, Aaron, But when you say supporting, J.R., now, what exactly are you talking about?
What, in terms of billing?
And lines?
Oh, pages, my man, pages. Several calls. No credit above the title or anything.
Oh, no, of course not, but I can't work for
there's a boost on cop role.
We should probably continue this discussion in private, Chair.
Yeah.
So let's go to some music, but first of all, let me thank Ariel Flint here in the studio and Carl Johnson on the line from St. John's. Join us again soon for another panel on political culture.
And the homosexual
culture.
Priest, that rolls open.
I'd like to say something.
Well, I like the idea of the priest, Chair. Here's Eliza Carthy with Miller and the Lass.
At last the miller boy he did the man, and as young as he did again, have a pipe of corn up for to grind, but at last I have a very little time, sing it, dum 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 die.
We've had our lost weekend amid the euphoric and heady carnivalisms of the many willing Confederate celebrants. So now, bathed in the plainness of the afterglow and the certain knowledge that while Newfoundland was celebrating its first 50, I was celebrating my last 50, I am compelled to cautionary and sober reflections, as if you haven't heard enough already. 50 years, eh? 50 years of cohabitation. You and me. The same bathroom, beard hairs and nose clippings mingling in the wash basin, leaving the seat down and the soap ring in the tub, the dirty dishes in the kitchen sink, and the fur balls on the stairwell. Do you in fact love us, really, as equal partners? Everywhere I go in Canada, when people hear I'm from Newfoundland, I get the same insults. It's, sing us a song, or tell us a story, or dance us a jig, or, from Newfoundland, hey? I met a gal from Newfoundland once. You don't know such and such, do you? And you always do. I'd hoped we'd gotten over that hump. Newfoundland's been shacked up with Canada for so long that we were expecting a commitment. But no, it seems Canadians have only been in this for the sex. So you mock us. The French or women or animal rights activists are no longer fair game, but Newfoundlanders, now that our looks are gone, we remain a popular target. It falls to us again to bear the brunt of opprobrium, to be Canada's hicks, geeks, and phoebes, to wear the bell, the goat's horns, the collar. We are forever the chumps, the dolts, the blondes, the bumpkins. Scurrying about witlessly, we are the appropriate ones to send on a fool's mission. That's us, walking into telephone poles and fire hydrants, holding bloody noses with one hand and wrestling our pants up from around our ankles with the other. We are ever the butt of hoaxes, jokes, and jibes, the cruelest being this so-called Confederation. Yes, we are a gentle people, given over to much-heralded revelry, poetic tendencies, and artful dodging. But you don't rile a standoffish cat. We know your weak spots. We are insuperable and unrelenting, and we will have our revenge. Once more into the breach, dear friends, once more, or close the wall up with our dead. The party is over. The sun is up. It's a new day.
Eastern enters your life in an appropriately live manner from Storied Studio O. Hollis Duffett is our sound engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is our director of radio. If you'd like to write us, our address is Care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can also communicate with us on the internet. All mod cons here, Great Eastern at stjohns.cbc.ca. We're broadcast later today on Radio 2, too, and you can hear us in Europe on the Canadian Forces Network at 4:30 Central European Time. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your award-winning weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. First, an announcement. Don't forget that today in the downtown, it's Hooray for Hats. And a hat is obligatory. Shoppers participating in the Dip-a-Doo...